Stational Cross by Giotto. Moved to the museum after World War II, the cross was probably originally on a screen between the apse and the nave of the Scrovegni Chapel. Since it is also painted on the back, it was certainly not intended for the apse wall, where the art critic Giovanni Battista Cavalcaselli described it for the first time in 1864. On the front side, the work represents the crucified Christ, his head falling forward, his eyes closed in the sleep of death, a veil with delicately rendered transparent effects draped around his loins. The work is surmounted by the image of God the Father in the act of blessing, while at the ends of the crosspiece are the half-length figures of Our Lady of Sorrows and St. John the Evangelist. At the foot of the cross is an image of Golgotha, with the blood of redemption from original sin dripping on the skull of Adam. The decorative motifs of the background, behind the body of Christ, are derived from textile art, producing the effect of silk fabric interwoven with gold thread. On the back of the cross, in a very poor state of repair, are images of the mystic lamb in the center, and what remains of images of the four evangelists. The iconography of the work derives not so much from the crucifixion frescoed inside the Scrovegni Chapel, as from the cross painted on wood that Giotto executed for the Tempio Malatestiano in Rimini. The design is almost identical, yet the Paduan cross is even more refined by virtue of the intense subdued light, the carefully calibrated transitions of color, and the naturalistic yet sober rendering of the figure of Christ. The three figures on the front of the cross are resplendent in cinnabar reds and lapis lazuli blues, while delicate chiaroscuro effects highlight the almost sculpted quality of the monochrome body of Christ. The wooden frame, which may have been carved by local craftsmen, has similarities with another work by Giotto, the crucifix of the Florentine Church of Ognissanti.